Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to continue talking about pressing on. No matter what's in front of you, pressing on till you cross that finish line. Because greater is He, greater is your Father in you than He does in the world. Go with me to Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. Been using these as base scriptures. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize at high calling of our Father. Go with me to Joshua, the book of Joshua. Book of Joshua, chapter 6. We had talked on yesterday's broadcast about Joshua, how he was encouraged by the Father to be of good courage, to press. And even the people under him said, press, don't give up. And that's what I'm saying to you. Don't give up. The Father has brought you this far. He's not going to fail you. As long as we turn our flesh over to the Father, allow Him to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Yeshua, then He'll win for us. He'll go ahead of us. He's the breaker. We can press towards that mark. Press towards the finish line. Hallelujah. Incidentally, I use the name Yeshua because that was Jesus' name, His Hebrew name, Yahshua. Joshua chapter 6, verse 1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Father said, Joshua, I've given you Jericho. See, I've given it to you. What we have to realize today is that everything is created by the Father and for the Father, and by Him all things consist. Paul was saying, in Him I both move and breathe and have our being. He controls everything and everybody. Verse 3, gave him a plan. And you shall come past the city, O ye men of war, and go around about the city once. You shall do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day you shall come past the city 7 times, and the priest shall blow with the trumpets. Or 13 times. Hallelujah. See, 13 is not an unlucky number. 13, see, luck has nothing to do with us. Luck comes from Lucifer. 13 is a number of deliverance. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what happened. They went around Jericho 13 times, but they had a press. Imagine how the people in Jericho were laughing at them, just circling around Jericho. But he had told Joshua, the Father told Joshua to meditate upon His word. So Joshua, as he was going around, was meditating about what the Father said, that I've given you Jericho. And he probably conveyed that to his army, and they were meditating upon what the Father said, that I've given you Jericho. Hallelujah. And this is exactly what happened. On the 13th time, they shouted, and the walls came down. Hallelujah, because they pressed on. No matter what the enemy was saying behind the walls, they pressed on, and the Father knocked those walls down flat into the ground. They didn't have to step over them. Our Father can do the same for us. Go with me to Joshua chapter 10, in verse 5. Therefore, the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lasha, the king of Eglon, gathered themselves together and went up, and they and all their hosts, and encamped before Gibeon and made war against it. And now the Israelites were bound to defend Gibeon. And verse 6, and the men of Gibeon sent unto Joshua to the camp to Gilgal, saying, slack not thy hand from thy servants. Come up to us quickly and save us and help us, for all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the mountains are gathered against us. So Joshua came. He showed up. He pressed. And verse 8, and the Father said unto Joshua, fear them not, for I have delivered them into thy hand. There shall not a man of them stand before you. Just press. Just go towards the enemy. Whatever situation you're facing today, look at it and defy it. Don't deny it, but defy it, that the Father can win for you. Hallelujah. It may seem impossible to man, but not to the Father. Verse 9, Joshua therefore came up to them suddenly and went up from Gilgal all night. He pressed. And the Father discomfited them before Israel and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, and chased them along the way that goes up to Beeron, and smote them at Acacia and Makeda. And it came to pass, as they fled from before Israel, and were in the going down to Bethron, that the Father cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Hazekiah, and they died. And there were more that died with the hailstones than whom the children of Israel slew with the swords. Hallelujah. The father went ahead, and he did all the work. They just had to show up. They had to press. Now go with me to verse 28. And that day Joshua took Makeda and smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king thereof he utterly destroyed, and all the souls that were therein. He let none remain, and he did to the king of Makeda as he did unto the king of Jericho. He pressed. And Joshua passed from Makeda, and all Israel with him, unto Libna, and fought against Libna. And the father delivered also, and the king thereof, unto the hand of Israel. And he smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein. He let none remain. And he pressed. He finished the job. Finished the assignment. Finished the assignment, because the greater one lives within you. Hallelujah. But did unto the king thereof as he did unto the king of Jericho. He pressed and did exactly what the father wanted, to destroy the enemy utterly. Hallelujah. And verse 31, and see, the father wants to destroy what Satan's doing in your life utterly. Hallelujah. He wants to reverse the curse like it never happened. Whatever you've been bondage in through years and years and years, he wants to reverse it like it never happened. He wants to set you free like it never happened. That's what he could do. Verse 31, and Joshua passed from Libna, and all Israel with him, into Lachish, and encamped against it, and fought against it. And the father delivered Lachish into the hand of Israel, which took it on the second day, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein, according to all that had done in Libna. Look what he did in 2 days, because the father was with him. He had a press, though. Verse 33, then Horam, the king of the Geshur, came up to help Lachish, and Joshua smote him and his people, and they had left him none remaining. He finished the job. And from Lachish, Joshua passed to Eglon, and all Israel with him, and encamped against it, and fought against it. And he took it on that day, and smote it with the edge of, one day, the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were in, he utterly destroyed that day, according to all they had done to Lachish. Then Joshua went up to from Eglon and to Hebron. They fought against it. Verse 37, and he took it and smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king thereof, and all the cities thereof, and all the souls that were therein. He left none remaining, according to all they had done to Eglon, but destroyed it utterly, and all the souls that were therein. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to let that Debir, and fought against it. And he took it, and the king thereof, and all the cities thereof, and he smote them with the edge of the sword, and utterly destroyed all the souls that were therein. He left none remaining. Verse 40, so Joshua smote all the country of the hills, all the country of the hills, and of the south, and of the valley, and of the springs, and all the kings. He left none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breathed as the father commanded. Look what he did. And Joshua smote them from Kadesh Barnea, even at the Gaza, and all the country of Goshen, even to Gibeon. And all these kings and the land did Joshua take at one time, because the father fought for Israel. Hallelujah. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, into the camp to Gilgal. They were not arrested in the victory that the father had done for them. So again, what are you facing today? What seems so big? It's the enemy's job to make it bigger than it actually is. And that's what witchcraft does. It makes the situation bigger than what it is. And Satan tries to distract you from what you're really supposed to be doing. But let the Father take care of that situation today, one way or the other. Let it take care of it. Just press on and believe. Don't give up on your belief. Don't give up on your belief in the Word and the promises that He made to you. Don't give up on it. It doesn't matter who comes against you. It doesn't matter if you feel like you're in the minority. That's fine. The Bible says that the road to hell is wide and many are going to be found on it. The road to heaven is straight and narrow and few are found on it. It's so great to be in the remnant. You said, Father defends the remnant and uses the remnant. It's the majority of people, the majority of Christians are bound down in tradition that's not in the Word. And you don't want to be in agreement with them. You got to stand to what the Father said in His Word. Anything that you believe, you got to trace back to the Word. You can't take a tradition and say it's real if you can't find it in the Word. But a lot of people do. A lot of people are comfortable in their traditions. They're comfortable being in the majority. But the Father is looking for an army, a remnant, that will call those things as not as though they are. He would do it through them and set people free, no matter what the odds seem to be against them, no matter who's coming against them, no matter what's coming against them. Because Father just wants us as a remnant to press towards the situation. Those people that need to be delivered, press. Go there. I mean, you go there, man, I'll set them free. Just show up. That's what he told Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20. Just show up against the enemy the next day, and I'll win. And all Jehoshaphat had to do was send his praise and worship leaders out first and saying, praise the Father, His mercy endure forever. And they started killing each other. See, you think that you, the Father's giving you an assignment and you think that you have to do it. No, you have to show up and he'll do it through you. Just don't be moved by how big the assignment is. Because the Father controls everything and everybody, as I mentioned. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You're more than a conqueror. But he gets all the glory. I mean, there's a doctrine going around, kingdom now, where believers are going to set up a kingdom here on the earth before Yeshua comes back. And they have dominion over the government. That's a bunch of lies. That's demonic. And you want to, you know, name it, claim it, blab it, grab it, you know. And see, all this is lifting people up to where they're not supposed to be. It's a humanistic attitude. See, the Father may put things in our heart, desires, and then we can speak them out. But this doctrine is terrible. Like Paul said, in him I both move and breathe and have my being. We have to be humble before the Father. We need him every second of the day. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio as a point of contact. If you can't, just agree. Father, I just thank you for the people that are listening out there. Father, I ask you to do a mighty miracle, a healing, deliverance. Do a miracle where they need it the most, Father. Only you could do it. No man could do it. Only you could do it. And they're looking unto you. We're looking unto you for a mighty miracle in their lives. Just receive it in the name of Yeshua. And let me know. Testify. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org. 250 prophetic messages on him. And I've written three books. One is called Seasons. It talks about the feast days of Yeshua, how he fulfilled every feast day with the exception of three, which he will fulfill in these last days. And also my second book is called Noon, which talks about the months of the year on the Father's calendar. What he did in the Word on those months, he wants to repeat on those months. But you need to know when those months begins and end. And you can use my biblical calendar page on my website, henrywalker.org, and you can find when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020 on the Hebrew calendar and a Gregorian calendar. And you can find out when each feast day begins and ends on both calendars up to the year 2020. And also, excuse me, in that book I talk about the different hours of the day that the Father did things in the Word. He wants to repeat them on those hours of the day. But you have to remember the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Genesis 1 says evening and morning were the first day. It's the Romans that set up 12:01 as the beginning of the day. You can't base your spiritual walk on their calendar or their timetable. There's a certain hour of the day when the Father, his healing anointing flows more than any other hour. You need to know that. It's just so important you get on his timing. And also, I've written a book called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. It'll really comfort you and encourage you. And so you can get these books by calling me. First of all, we want to sell them at our course, not to make any money on them. We want to sell them at $5 each. And if you have no money, we'll send them to you free. Just call me at 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677. Or you go to my website and contact me, do an email. Just give me your name and address, and we'll get the books out to you. And also, don't forget this broadcast is on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. in case you miss it. But also, you can go to WCNO.com, go in on demand, and there's an arrow on top. You go back to any date you want to hear a previous message. And also, my friends in the Bahamas, if you want to call me for prayer, I know you can't, maybe you can't afford it, just email me at henrywalker.org, click on contact, email me, give me your name, your phone number, and I'll call you back, and you don't have to pay for it. Just make sure that you turn everything over to the Father, and so we can be in agreement. Hallelujah. And also, if you want to give a tax-deductible donation to this ministry for the radio, the address will be given at the end of the broadcast. Just make any check or money order out to New Life Revival. So remember the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177. Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and